Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Tomorrow on the Phil Henry Show, an almost never done thing here, almost unheard of on our program. In fact, it's never happened. In the last 4 years of the show, it's never happened. We're going to have a special in-studio guest. And that is actor Gary Oldman is going to be here, who, if you've seen The Contender, his performance in that movie is it's got to be an Oscar, which, of course, I guess means he won't win one, you know, because all that guy ever does is kick ass. And look at this. Craig Taylor has got the DVD of The Professional. What is that, the European DVD or the uncut DVD of The Professional? There's like 24 extra minutes of mayhem in that movie. Another great Gary Oldman turn. So he'll be here tomorrow about this time on The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. And, of course, the bad news from the Middle East, and it seems like there always is some. A Palestinian cyclist blew himself up at an Israeli army post, injuring a soldier in the Gaza Strip today in the first suicide attack in almost a month of clashes between Israelis and Palestinians. Boy, these people just don't like each other. The incident came after an overnight meeting between Israeli and Palestinian security forces to try to pave the way for an end to the violence that has claimed more than 130 lives, mostly Palestinians. Security is certainly number one on the minds of people traveling in that region of the world, I guess anyone who travels internationally. With the California Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a volunteer police force of citizens in the South Bay here in Los Angeles, is Jay Santos. And Jay, you are a major, are you a general?
I'm a general in the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Elvis Newton, who founded Citizens Auxiliary Police, still is a major.
He's a higher rank than you, right?
He is our founder and our leader, yes, sir.
And he's Major Elvis Newton, and...
That is correct.
All right, can you tell us, are you familiar with this Palestinian, the story of the Palestinian kid?
Right, this is a kid with a backpack, Phil. And we are, by the way, if you'll forgive me, we're in a command center right now.
I know, you are in your home, right? So in other words, if people don't think you're in official police capacity, this command center you have is in the basement of your house, right?
Well, Phil, we may not be in official police capacity, but I like to think that we are saving lives, and that's what the California Citizens Auxiliary Police does. We save lives, and we will augment the police in any way that they need us. So... okay, no, I'm not really a cop, but by the same token, I do have constitutional citizen's arrest powers.
Comment for me, if you will, on the... I know that you had a press release that went out today on this kid with the backpack that exploded. This was a suicide mission that exploded near an Israeli army post.
Right, so as I was saying, this is a kid with a backpack. I think it's dangerous because, like other kids, American kids, and that's what we're concerned with right now, Phil. I think that a lot of your people... I hear listening to your program right now or have kids who are from America, and I think American kids are copycats. And everything that is popular in Europe and the things that are popular in the Middle East, they got to do. They love the things from South America. They love the things from Europe. Kids also don't know the consequences of things, Phil. I know I got a 13-year-old myself, and a Sony PlayStation. He's got it. Limp Bizkit, new CD. He wants it. Some kid with a backpack and a bicycle and a practical joke gets out of hand. He's dead, and you're going to see kids going to look at that. They're going to do a copycat thing. So the thing that we are most afraid of is the copycat effect of this among American teenagers and American kids.
And this kid and this Palestinian kid, I think it's safe to say, was a trained terrorist. Okay.
Well, Phil, a kid with a little vinegar and baking soda, you mix it together, and kaboom. What we're doing, basically...
No, but you're saying that this kid who had the bomb at the Israeli army post in Gaza yesterday is just a kid on a practical joke?
I think what you got there is a kid who was out to have some fun and got out of hand. Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do. And, again...
Well, you're saying vinegar and... do they know what the bomb was made of?
I do not know what that bomb was made of. I would like to take an educated guess based upon... the years of experience that I've had, you can home make a lot of those bombs, Phil. If you're talking about Palestine, where they don't have a lot of ordnance, you can do that with something as simple as vinegar and baking soda. And while I would not recommend the kids try it, you can take out a sizable portion of a building with
baking. You're talking about baking soda and vinegar.
That is correct.
All right, let me. Back up here. You're saying that this is a kid who...
Roger that. L-14 on 20... Hold on, Phil. 2464 to the 1862. Copy that. Go ahead.
Okay, are you I don't know if there is there a...
No, we're fine now, Phil.
Okay, I don't know if you had a call come in or something.
We do have officers out there tonight. We are going to be stopping a lot of kids. What we want to do, Phil, is take a peek around in our immediate neighborhood here. And most kids get driven to school, and for, you know, you kids that get driven to school, you have no problem with Jay Santos, I would say to them, Phil. But if you're walking or you're riding a bike and you are carrying a backpack, yes, I will ask you to remove the backpack. We will ask you to spread the contents on the sidewalk, Phil.
What is the fear here?
The fear, Phil, is that we're going to have some copycat situation. Kid over in Palestine blows, you know, practical joke, blows up a car. You got a lot of kids in this country who are going to try to do it. They saw it done over there. And it,
well, you're hanging your hat on this notion that American kids are copycats. And
absolutely.
So when you say copycat... Even to this extent?
Absolutely. This is America, and this is a country that is a commercially driven country. It is a consumer-conscious country. As a result, we sort of monkey-see, monkey-do a lot of things in this country. So, as a result, you see a kid go over there and blow up some, you're going to have maybe that same problem.
All right, you're asking kids who are walking or riding bikes to remove their backpacks, what, today, tomorrow?
So I would start tonight, Phil, and also extend into... this operation will extend into the end of this week, so just tomorrow. And we just want to take a peek around and see what the kids are carrying in the backpack.
What if the kid refuses? I know that you're not a police officer. I know you claim that you
have... We have citizen's arrest power.
I know you claim that. But what if the kid refuses to remove the backpack? And this is information that we need to get out to parents out there who are...
Well, if you're a parent, I would advise you to advise your child. If they see a citizen's auxiliary police officer, and we do wear a white... safari helmet with a blue armband. We wear Bermuda shorts, and we have a wingtips with black socks. If you see us, please defer to the officer. Please defer to the officer. Now, if it's a kid kid's not going to give you a lot of trouble. If he refuses, we take it from him. If it's a big kid, if it's a sizable kid, we have what's called a standard distraction technique, Phil, so we got no problem.
What is that?
I'm sorry?
You say it's a standard distraction technique to get the backpack away?
That's correct.
What is that?
That is simply just saying, if it's a big kid, we'll say something like, hey, look at that, and say, look, an airplane, and the kid will look up, and then we'll grab it. That is what you call, you say, oh, there's a flying saucer or something like that. Kids are kids, and they're young, and they're not as bright as, they're not smart as, like, adults. So I could say to a kid, there goes a flying saucer, the kid will look, I'll grab the backpack, and then we're looking into it.
What are you looking for once you get the, that, and good luck getting the backpack away from a kid in that situation, but...
Oh, we'll do it.
Okay, well, what are you looking for?
Materials that can be used in explosives, lead and pencils, string, those kinds of things. Anything that can be used for ordnance.
All right, we're talking to Jay Santos. He's with the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're going to be out looking in kids' backpacks because of this kid on a bicycle who had a bomb in his backpack and exploded at an Israeli army post in Gaza. Jay is afraid, and other members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, including, according to this press release, Major Elvis Newton, is concerned that... American kids will copycat this and try to set off a bomb. Who are they trying to hurt? I mean,
we don't know, Phil. I don't think they want to hurt anybody, but they just want to be copycat.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686 to talk to. You're not Major.
I'm General Jay Santos.
And Major Elvis Newton is the head.
That is correct. By the way, Phil, if the kid is in the height of puberty. We'll throw a Playboy magazine behind him, and when he turns around, we'll grab the backpack. These are the kind of distraction things that you do. So this is a kid, it's a teenage kid. Oh, look here, there's a nudie cutie. Kid will turn around, get the backpack.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You're looking for lead and pencils.
Anything to be used. We don't do anything to the kid. We don't do anything to the kid because the lesson's been learned. We just want to confiscate stuff that could be used as a bomb. But I will tell you this, Phil, as much fun as you may think that Palestinian kid had, and a lot of kids will think, well, he looks like he had a lot of fun.
Well, he killed himself. How could he have a lot of fun?
Other than, yes, he did kill himself, but it looked like fun riding up with a bomb. The thing that did happen to that kid that I'm sure he could take back, if he could take it back, is that he blowed up. And that's something for all of you kids out there to think about. If you want to do a copycat deal, get some vinegar and baking soda and try to do a deal there, just remember that kid blowed up. And I think it's going to be a tough phone call for any member of California Citizens Auxiliary Police to make. and any member of law enforcement in California across this country, call parents up. And they have to tell them, your kid blowed up down here. You better call an ambulance.
It would be a tough call to get as a parent.
You bet.
Yeah, to hear a guy on the other end of the phone say, your kid blowed up, you better get an ambulance. All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Citizens Auxiliary Police on the lookout for kids with backpacks on bikes. Anyway, it's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. In the South Bay tonight is Jay Sanis of the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. There was a bombing of an Israeli army outpost in the Gaza Strip over the last 24 hours. And as you know, security is heightened around the world for Americans. Here in America, now Jay, you are a volunteer police force. You are looking toward the threat of domestic terrorism, correct? Get Jay, you there?
I'm right here, Phil.
Okay, you're looking at the threat of domestic terrorism?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to mention, Phil, if I could, because some people are asking about our technique in detaining young people.
Yes, go ahead.
We use, yes, a diversionary method where we will say to the kid, hey, look at that, there goes a, you know, Bozo the Clown or something, and then we'll take the backpack. The other thing that we do use is a technique called the flat tire. I don't know if you've heard about it.
No, sir.
All right, that's when you walk really close behind someone and flatten out the back of their shoe.
That's a flat tire. Yeah, we did that as kids.
That's right.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, what?
All right. Anyway, I'm gonna. I have a retired federal officer on the line who wants to talk to you.
That's fine. Bring him on. I can talk to anybody.
I mean, your techniques are really unorthodox. Wouldn't you say that?
Phil, I didn't say that we were orthodox. What I'm saying is, it's all about saving lives, and that's the Citizens Auxiliary Police about.
All right. Well, this is a retired federal officer here in San Diego. Yes, sir.
Hey, Phil, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, Phil, this guy's a lunatic. He doesn't have.
Well, it's easy to call people names, sir. Easy to call people names, sir.
Pardon?
I say it's easy to call a man a name.
Oh, it's very easy to call the man a name. Let's look at who endorses.
Let's stick to the facts.
Who endorses him? It's not a police department in the world, a police department in California or anywhere in the United States who would stop and admit to detaining a kid to search his backpack for bomb-making equipment without probable cause.
The probable cause is we're at heightened alert status around the world. I'm sure you agree that America is the target of terrorist attack around the world. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, but a 13-year-old, in trying to connect a 13-year-old to probable cause for citizens being under attack outside of the United States is never going to make it.
Well, I will tell you this much, sir. Threat Con Delta, sir, is what we're under right now. And that kid that blew up that Israeli army post in Gaza in the last 24 hours, guess how old he was?
How old was he?
I rest my case.
Yeah, but
well,
you want to know what?
He?
Now point to one inside the United States, point to one in California, point to one kid that's blown himself up is an act of military defiance. Point to one in California.
Do you want to wait for some kid to ride up next to you and blow himself up?
That's the way our country's built.
You're a retired federal officer.
And
you know
I would never think to take anybody and pull them over.
Let me tell you something, man.
Merely based upon them carrying a backpack and thinking that they may have a bomb.
You want to be one probable cause?
Here's
probable cause. I got the bike, I got a backpack, I got a kid. I'm sweating blood.
You're laughable.
We're being proactive.
Get any chief of police.
This is preemptive.
Get any chief of police in California to endorse this. Try and get any police officer to endorse this.
I had a conversation with the chief police of Long Beach not too long ago.
Yeah, well,
Okay, wait. What do you mean you had a conversation?
I was standing out at the drinking fountain over here at that Catalina boat.
Yeah? That doesn't mean he's endorsing you. He probably didn't even know who he was talking to.
You know, that hurts. Because
what hurts? That doesn't mean that Long Beach PD is endorsing you, man. It means you were talking to the cat while you're waiting to get on a boat for Catalina. Did he know who you were?
I was clearly wearing Citizens Auxiliary Police hat. So, you guys, you want to kill your country? Fine with me. You want to see people get blowed up? Good for you. Whoopee.
You know, I have an 11-year-old daughter. I take her to school every day.
As you should.
I have a 17-year-old niece that I take to school every other day. There's not one of the kids at any of those schools that I think would have anything to do with making a bomb to blow us up.
Sir, I'm going to say two names to you, Klebold and Harris. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Okay, don't be dramatic.
No, there it is. Have a nice day, boys.
Klebold and Harris. All right, sir, thank you very much for your call. 1-800, you got to kind of stop him in his tracks.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Say, Klebold and Harris, that stopped a whole lot of these smart asses in their tracks. We're about saving lives.
All right, here is Lancaster, Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
I just wanted to make a comment. I won't call any names, but I could see him getting himself arrested. You do not have the right, another citizen, even if it's a teenager, to possibly take something from them when they've done nothing.
Well, what we're doing is we're not taking it away from them, sir. What we're looking through
the backpack. You don't have a right to wrestle it away from them. You don't even have a right to touch them.
We're not wrestling it.
They have civil rights.
We're not wrestling it. We're tossing a Playboy behind a kid. We're going,
whoa.
That
is absolutely crazy. No kid is going to fall for it. You've got to be out of your mind.
Why, excuse me. I don't know how old you are. I'll tell you right now, I'm 35 years of age. Guy chucks a Playboy behind me. I'm going to take a peek. How about
Let me tell you something. I'm 60 years old, and I've been in Vietnam, and I've been a policeman, and I'm telling you, you don't know what you're talking about.
Are you telling me you wouldn't take a peek of Playboy?
No, I would not, and I'm telling you that you do not have a right to step on their shoe, to put your hands on them. You are not a police officer. You are not legally authorized to do that.
Well, sir, I am talking about a standard police action called the flat tire, where you walk behind them and
flat. But you're not a policeman, and who authorized you that has the legal authority for you to put your hands on other people?
I didn't put my hands on them. Give them a flat tire.
Well, if you grab something away from them, that's thievery. You can go to jail for that.
Are you saying the flat tire is a police-sanctioned...
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Not for somebody that's not a policeman.
Well, if you've seen the police use this technique, they walk really close behind you and they flatten the back of
your
shoe.
What's that got to do with the fact that you're doing it and you're not a policeman? You have no authority to do anything like that.
Well, I'll tell you why. I am a citizen's auxiliary policeman. Have you ever heard of a black tail?
Who is that sanctioned by?
Citizen's Auxiliary Police?
Yes.
That's sanctioned by the Volunteer Police of America.
Is not a legal authority.
Volunteer police
what,
in America.
What authorized police department has sanctioned you people doing those things?
We got an honorary sheriff's badge from Tombstone, Arizona.
Oh, well, come on.
What do you mean?
No,
I don't.
Legal
what is
authority
that?
By
no, sir.
Anybody. You know what?
Sir,
you
I will tell you
this. You are crazier
this.
Than the people you're talking about.
Sir, I will tell you this much. I went to Tombstone, Arizona, took my family there, and I got an honorary sheriff deal. And
they give those out to tourists down there.
Let me tell you something. I'm a former policeman, and I don't have the authority to do what you do, and I
you
still
don't have
got my badge.
You don't have a Tombstone sheriff badge, do you?
Well, what good does that do you in California?
I'll tell you what it does. That's where Wyatt Earp shot those guys.
Well, you are nuts.
Mister, smile when you say that.
I am smiling.
I can tell
okay.
You, you're actually
all right.
So dangerous, you're funny.
All right, hold on. Okay, so he's got a Tombstone badge. I think I got one of those, too. I'm going to go down to Tombstone and get me one of those if I ain't got it. 1-800-44... Is this guy nuts or what? And what does he mean, a flat tire? 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. One 800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined us to talk about the bombing that took place in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, actually today, in the first suicide attack in almost a month of clashes between Israelis and Palestinians. This was some kid who rode up on a bicycle with a backpack full of explosives. Jay Santos is working at the Citizens Auxiliary Police substation in his home right now. And you're talking, Jay, about checking kids here in America.
That's right, Phil. Because we feel it's important to cover our bases.
Well, I will tell you this much. Some lady called off the air, and I said to her the names Klebold and Harris that you mentioned, and she'd never heard of them.
There you go. So you not only have children who could be copycatting what's going on in the rest of the world, but you've got some pretty stupid parents out there, too, who obviously don't know what their kids are up to. And let me say the names again, Klebold and Harris. If you don't think that we should be checking backpacks, and you bet I'll give them a flat tire. You bet I'll say, look at that, there goes Chucko the Clown. I'll do whatever I have to do to get that backpack away and take a look, take a peek inside. And that's it. Hold on for a minute, Phil.
Roger.
Roger, I got 23, 22.
1189.
But that's what I would do, and...
All right, I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Salem on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Salem.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, hi. I just want to say that if this guy grabs my child and pulls him off a bike, I'm going to have him arrested for accosting my child. And if he throws a Playboy magazine down in front of my child, I'm going to have him arrested for exposing my child to pornography.
Well, you can't have me arrested.
Why? You're exposing my child to pornography?
Your child wants to read the pornography. I'm trying to divert his attention away from his backpack.
No, you are exposing my child to pornography, and that is against the law,
sir. But your child is trying to blow up the city. That's against the law, okay?
My child hasn't given you any indication that they're going to blow up anything.
And I haven't exposed your kid to pornography yet, have I? But I'll tell you this much. Do you drive your kid to school? You sound like the kind of woman that drives your kid to school.
I do anything I need to protect my child.
So you probably
people like you.
You probably drive your kid to school then. See, your kid is never out alone with a backpack, so I would never have cause to stop him. If a kid is sitting in an SUV, Phil, all of his life, like this lady's kid probably is, then I would never have a reason to stop him. But if the kid's out on a bicycle...
My child walks.
Well,
my child rides bikes.
Your kid rides a bike?
My child does whatever is necessary. If you don't know, Oregon rains a lot. We do what we have to do on that particular day.
Yeah, well, a lot of people try to stay out of Oregon. You people are not too friendly up there. I'll tell you this much. You come down here with those Oregon plates, I'm going to have to take a peek inside your car.
Now, why do you have to do that?
Excuse me.
It's called Oregon, Phil. They hate Californians. They flatten our tires. They bust our windshields. I see anybody down here with an Oregon plate, and they had better just get themselves a California place real quick.
Well, what has that got to do with anything? We're talking about...
She just pissed me off by saying she's from Oregon. I didn't know that. Are you from Oregon?
I am from Oregon.
Okay, now I'm pissed. Now, now I am angry.
I am also part of the United States.
Oh, boy.
I am a free citizen of the United States.
All right, ma'am. Thank you very much. Yeah, she is kind of dull. Here is Amarillo on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
It's Oregon people.
Yeah, I understand. Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to let you know that if you come anywhere near my child...
Oh, here we go. What are you going to do?
I will have you arrested.
Who's going to arrest me? We are free citizens
of the United States.
Who's going to arrest me? I don't want your kid with a backpack getting blown up.
My kid is not going to blow anybody up.
How do you know?
They've got books in their backpacks because my kids are not like that.
You got two names for you, Leopold and Loeb.
Excuse me, my kids...
You know who Leopold and Loeb
are? Yes, I know who they are.
Okay, what'd they do?
My kids are not like those kids.
They got blown up.
My kids go to school wearing their backpacks filled with
books.
And if some wacko in wingtips comes near them and grabs your backpack off of them... You're going to be arrested.
Hey, look, and your kid's horny for a Playboy. That's his problem.
My kid is not horny for a Playboy.
I'm laughing at you right now, sir.
Both my children, all three of my children are laughing at you.
Laughing at me? You tell those kids if I toss a Playboy down on the road.
I only called this show because I was quite concerned because I live in California.
Well, what are you doing in Amarillo, Texas?
I would be terrified.
I will tell you right now. I see your kid riding down the street in a backpack. I'll toss the Playboy, Penthouse, High Society, Hustler. Kid will go diving for that because he wants to get his cookies. And I'm going to take a look.
My kid doesn't read magazines. magazines like that, and I'm sorry that you do.
How do you know?
My kid is laughing at you right now. He's just
He's laughing because I just mentioned four of his favorite magazines. You kidding? I'll tell you this right
now. You are a very scary person.
Ma'am, I will tell you this much. You let that brat out of the house.
Psychiatric treatment immediately.
And you let that brat out of the house with a backpack full of these items: Cheetos, pencil lead, Jacks, marbles, staples, vinegar, baking soda, and the kid will get blowed up.
Well, you know what, honey? My kid isn't going to get blowed up.
Is your kid going to get blowed?
Okay,
that's very rude and vulgar.
Yeah, very, very vulgar, okay?
Well, she's the lady that started out by calling me an asshole. And
no, she
didn't call you a name like that.
Ma'am, I believe I heard you say that.
Would you watch your language, please?
I thought I heard it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But
you're
I don't
wrong.
Need your
I
kid.
I did not call you that. I
don't
think
need
I called you a wacko.
Yeah, well, I don't need your kid killing anybody. I don't need your kid coming up to me.
My children
and
do not kill anyone. They are perfectly good kids going to school, and I feel sorry for
Let
all
me
the
ask
children
you a question. Have you
that
got
are just minding their own business going to school while you wackos are out there grabbing their backpacks.
Let me ask you a question. You got vinegar and baking soda?
With your honorary badge
have
from
you got, Have you got no, vinegar and baking soda? Hey, tell that punk to shut up, or so help me God. I'll toss it.
Okay, hold we can't hear anything anymore. We can't hear anything.
Yeah, see, what she did is she got the brat to gang up on me. And, oh, boy, that tightens my jaws, too. And
well, her kids are laughing at you because she's playboy in high society.
I'll toss it right at that kid. I'll tell you right now, I could have that kid doing more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine. All I got to do is toss a pump the thing, and I don't know what I'm saying.
Thank you. Okay, I guess there's only one thing to do.
Thank God.
All right,
Okay, right now, I'll have a kid with a flat tire. If that's the last thing I do, I'm giving a kid a flat tire out there.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
That's right.
It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers,
or the citizens' auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved.
This is so awesome.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. No, I love Oregon. I don't want anybody to get any ideas. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state. Spent some time up there in the city of Portland, as a matter of fact. In fact, I actually did some radio work in Portland back in 1990. And you can let the air out of my tires. You know, it's fine, man. It's cool. You know, I ought to be smarter. I ought to just get, when I go to Oregon, just fly and rent a car. So I don't know what the heck goofball there Jay Sanis was talking about with his citizens auxiliary police and his throwing Playboy magazines behind a kid. And you heard that woman. She was indignant. You were exposing my child to pornography? And you're going to go to jail. That's all there is to it, man. So that's like what we were talking about here on the show the other day. I'm very nervous, and I've said this before, and I think it bears repeating. The world as it exists and as it's constituted today in the workplace is such an unpredictable place. And really, you don't know who it is you're working next to. You don't know. You just don't know. What I've done is I've taken to being very, very close to the vest with the way I am at work. I am all about work. I don't stay any longer than I have to. And I get here and I go into my office and I start working. And the only people that I really have any association with are my engineer, my two producers, and me. I don't make friends at work anymore, any of that stuff, because you just don't know what's going to happen. And then you get into an elevator in a building And I've found myself stepping out of elevators. If it's just me and it's just a single, like a woman, just me and a woman would be in the elevator, I will step out of the elevator and let her go. Because I'm mentally, like, I'm disturbed. I've been damaged. I'm scared. Who knows if she's going to come running out of the elevator screaming that you did something to her, right? I just as soon go down elevators by myself. And when I'm at home, I'm never alone with my wife. I have at least one or two of the kids there because I don't know what she's going to say. She could come screaming out of the house going, "Ah!" And I'm never alone with a kid. And here's another thing. This is a good tip, too. I'm just kidding. You guys that take the babysitter alone, you know, in other words, when you get home, don't you do that either. Either you have the wife go with you, have one of the kids go with you, or you have the wife take her home. Whatever, you don't do that. You idiot. Look, it's a nutty place, man, but there's no reason why you should be playing into all of this insanity. Practice a very safe and sane and sober 4th of July, and, oh, I'm sorry, it's October, and you'll be a great and happy man. No doubt about that at all. So that was a drag, and, you know, really hope that everybody's okay over there in the Middle East. What am I talking about? That thing was, that's ugly, man. People blowing each other up. But, you know, we really do have to all get along sooner or later. But Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I think, is a step in the wrong direction. I don't know. Especially when he's got to hear that Highway Patrol song played every time we have him on this show. He's got to hear. Otherwise, I guess he can't perform with his wife. Just as soon as the end of the thing and Jay stops and he's all ready to go and he's going to leave the show and he has to. And then he's feeling fine. And then he's going to tell me that he's going to stop a kid on the street and check the kid's backpack. Now, I realize, I think it's kind of true that Americans in general are sort of monkey see, monkey do. We like to see ourselves as individuals, and we are. We have a nice individualistic streak in this country, but we do sort of follow the crowd. I guess it's fun. And, you know, you see a guy ride up to an Israeli army post and blow it up with a backpack. Naturally, you want to do the same thing. You want to ride up to an army post and, as Jay put it, get blowed up. Well, not me, pal. Not me. Because I'm going to tell you something about military installations. It can be a little scary. Years and years ago, I was camping, and I was camping at a place called Yellama State Beach. Many of the surfers out here in California know Yellama State Beach. It is a stretch of beach north of Santa Barbara, out almost to the Point Conception, the furthest western point on the California coast. It's very nice. You know how the California coast kind of arches up, and there's that point, and then it goes straight up. That's Point Conception, and Yellama's out there. Well, I was out at Yellama State Beach once, years ago, and, you know, surfing and doing all of this crap. And for some reason, and I to this day, I don't know why, but the ranger threw me out. Maybe my campfire was too bright. Maybe I didn't have my clothes on. I don't know what happened. But I'll never forget this ranger driving up and going, "Camp's closing, pal," or "the park's closing, buddy," and threw me out. So it's 10 o'clock at night, and I don't mind telling you I've had a couple of beers, and I'm getting thrown out. I got on the road, and I decided I have got to get some sleep. I'm going to stop at the first place that looks like a good place to stop. Now, don't ask me why I did this. But for some reason, I ignored the sign that said, "Warning, biological weapons testing," and I drove right into Vandenberg Air Force Base, parked my camper off the side of the highway, and went to sleep. And I remember all night long seeing rockets going off and purple thing, because they were doing that weather balloon testing. You know those rockets they launch from Vandenberg and you see like a purple blur in the sky? Well, that's a weather balloon or some kind of rocket. They're always doing some crap up there. And then I got up the next morning, and I pulled out, I looked at the sign, you know, and it's like, yeah, no, it wasn't acid. They were real rockets. Rockets, Phil? Sure. Hey, Craig, little clue for you. Vandenberg Air Force Base. Don't you think they'd be launching stuff over there? Or are you telling me that just on the night that I was there, they weren't launching nothing? And I saw the sign, biological weapons testing, stay out, stay clear. Get out. Well, to this day, I feel kind of crappy. I don't know. It might have been that. I get colds a lot. I don't know what. And you know what? I have been going to the doctor for an armpit rash now for the last 4 months. I just went to the doctor, the dermatologist. She told me that I had a seborrhea or something, some kind of an infection in my armpits, right? Guess what? Vandenberg Air Force Base, man. Biological testing! I went to the doctor because I couldn't get rid of this itch in my armpit, and I mean, it's been itching and scratching. I don't know what the hell I did wrong. She said it's seborrhea. I said, well, what's that? She says, well, when you're rubbing it, it's kind of like dandruff. I said, dandruff in my armpits. Yeah, it's dry skin. And, well, I used all this cream and stuff. No, I can't get rid of it with that. Right here, let me write you out a prescription, Mr. Henry. I said, great. She said, now you're going to have to take that to the pharmacy. Yeah, I know the drill. I'll take it to the pharmacy. Well, I go to the pharmacy and go, oh, I can't do this. Now, when you got a pharmacist who says to you, woo, ho, 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 yeah, what? No, I can't do this one. Hey, Bob, look at this. Look at what he's got over here, huh? Well, what have I got, lycanthropia? What is it? You're going to have to take this over to the pharmacy across the street where they mix compounds. And I said, okay, now where are you sending me to NASA or something? Where am I going? Just go over there. They've got a doctor, a little guy who looks like that fuzzy-headed cat from Chips. Remember that little midget doctor on Chips with the furry hair? That little creep is over there, and he's got a pestle and a bowl, and he'll mix this thing up with a couple of old bags with a wart on their nose, double, bubble, toil, and trouble, or so. I was out of there. I said, basically what you're telling me is I got to go to an alchemist, right? No, I wouldn't say that, sir. You wouldn't say that, but that's where I'm going. I'm going to a medieval alchemist, yeah. So I went over to these guys, and the guy said to me, name? Philip Hendry. Birth? 9152. Allergic to anything? No, I'm not. Mr. Hendry, you are about to embark on an adventure. An adventure like, no, but anyway, the guy was back there for about a half an hour mixing this crap up that I got to put on my armpit. Because I was at Vandenberg Air Force Base years ago, and they were doing biological weapons testing. And fortunately for me, nothing serious happened. I just got an armpit rash. And I will tell you guys this right now. If you think you're going to defeat any army of this world with an armpit rash, dream again, friend. You think Saddam's doing that? He's giving us crap that's going to work like typhoid and mustard gas. You ain't getting rid of anybody with an armpit rash. Hey, Doc, yeah, I think we've got it now, man. I think we can really blow those Ruskies right out of the... What do you got, armpit rash? Yeah, that'll do it. That bomb was a dud. Whatever armpit rash I got, I think that was a typhoid bomb, and it was a dud, and it gave me armpit rash instead. Why couldn't the guys come back from the Gulf instead of having that Gulf War syndrome or Agent Orange? Why couldn't they just come back with a freaking armpit rash? Because Saddam couldn't get it right. He came up with armpit rash when he was looking for typhoid. Why? I don't know why. That's the world. By the way, that president of Russia, that Putin guy, ain't he good looking? What is up with all those cats? I'll tell you what it is, cigarettes. They have no problem smoking it up like a storm over there. And that new guy that runs that country over there that we all were rooting for, Yugoslavia, he smokes like a madman, like a chimney. See, they're all intellectuals over there. They smoke. All right, anyway, I got that armpit rash cream, so next stop, we're going to be talking with, I believe, Chris Norton next hour. And don't forget, tomorrow, in the 5 o'clock hour, we got Gary Oldman, actor Gary Oldman, visiting us here on The Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget, on November the 4th is Casino Night 2000, where The Phil Hendry Show and My Friend's Place present Dwight Yoakam in a benefit for My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.